Okay, so generally, the more similar you are, the more apt you are to stay married. And that really works. But you might say, well, gee, Bob, I'm a guy who flunked kindergarten and my wife has a graduate degree. Or my mom has a degree and my dad never graduated high school. Or what? I don't know, he's Catholic and she's Jewish. Or she's 23 and he's 42. Or whatever it might be. And hey, they've been doing fine. That could be. But as a general rule, the more different you are in these, it just increases your probability of getting a divorce. We also tend to find people who have similar politics to what we have. If you're liberal, you'll tend to marry someone that's liberal. Or conservative will marry a conservative because you don't want to marry someone that keeps telling you you're wrong. So we also marry someone who sort of validates our ideas. We're kind of psychologically comfortable with those people. And as I said, these marriages have a greater chance of lasting. Now, what about the idea that opposites attract? And you've probably heard that. That's kind of the complementary theory, or complementarity. I don't know why it is academics try to make big words out of little words. Instead of the difference theory, you know, they say the complementary theory or complementarity or something like that. But anyway, difference. Well, that could work for magnets. With people, difference is not. It doesn't work as well as similarity does, but it can be a factor. Like if one person is dominant, are they better off with another dominant person or are they better off with a person that's more submissive, that likes people telling them what to do? Probably a dominant person is more apt to marry a submissive person. And maybe he or she likes the other person to be dominant, and that works out okay. So there is something to that. Probably two dominants don't work well. Or maybe two submissives don't work well. What do you want to do? I don't know, whatever. What do you want to do? I don't know, whatever. Probably won't work too well. But in general, the research that we have says that people that marry someone that's like they are tend to stay together. One other factor that can bring a couple together is called the Romeo and Juliet effect. You know that story of Romeo and Juliet? You know, their families hated each other. And they said, "You stay away from him. You stay away from her." So what did Romeo and Juliet do? Yeah. They got married. So, the Romeo and Juliet theory says the more opposition you face to a relationship from parents or friends or whoever, the more attractive that relationship is to you. The more people say, "Don't, you shouldn't," the more you want to do it. Pretty interesting, huh? And it turns out these couples usually stay together too. So, those are some of the things that bring people together. And probably the most important thing to remember is the similarity idea, that we tend to be attracted to and happy with people who are like us.